Ticket Mike right out of the gate. He has tickets, we like to say, to 80,000-plus events. That's right, baby, 80,000 events. So because we have listeners all over the country, and I'm telling you, anywhere you can think of, KSBN, one of our favorite affiliates in Spokane, Washington, or KVCE in Dallas, Texas, or even some of the folks listening to us on WOGO in Wisconsin, or how about our friends like Pete in Kalamazoo, Michigan on WKMI. You want a ticket to something, Pete? He's the guy to call. Easy Ticket Mike. Go to easy-ticket.com. Wow, what a plug that was, and we haven't even brought him in from the green room yet. Michael, how are you?
My head's getting really big now.
Yeah, are you getting nervous? You're on all over the place. I mean, this might not be Leno, but it's the next best thing.
That's right. Well, I'm doing real well. I'm not doing as well as your Eagles are.
But I know the Eagles, the defense looks great. They are smoking. It'll be interesting to see how they do against the Giants. Do you have any tickets for that game? I think that's going to be tough.
I've got some. You know, they're playing up in the Giants Stadium. I'm looking for the Eagles to beat them this time. And I'm looking for the Eagles to be in the NFC title game against Carolina the following week. I think Carolina's, you know, just going to roll over the Cardinals. The Cardinals look, I mean, they look good against, of course, the team they played that wasn't that good, but the Eagles, they handed, they treated Atlanta about like they treated the Cowboys. Of course, not probably as rough as they did, but.
Yeah, well, if you look at the Eagles, when they were indoors at Minnesota, a lot of people were worried, thinking, well, what about the crowd and what's going to happen there? And the Eagles got by. Their defense looked good.
Yeah.
And what's going to be interesting, I agree with you, I think they get into that NFC championship game, and who knows where they go from there. Now, we won't disguise it. You are definitely a Cowboy man. We are on a station in Dallas, as we mentioned, KVCE. The Cowboys made some news. They got rid of some dead weight, in my opinion, Pac-Man Jones. What do you think about that?
Pac-Man Jones today. It surfaced that he had another one of his notorious incidents. I guess it was back in June that they kept quiet, but they're probably using that as an excuse to get rid of him. He just really wasn't as productive as they thought he was going to be. And I think that the Cowboys are really—they have no news from their team until they get a new coach. You know, I like Wade Phillips, but he's just—he's not respected in the locker room, and. Not any way that he can really, I think, come back and be coach this next year.
I agree. Mike Shanahan, if Jerry Jones had a brain in his head, he would say, look, I made a mistake. Go on your merry way, Wade Phillips, and bring in Mike Shanahan. He's a football-minded coach. When it comes to quarterbacks, he would be a perfect fit there. It'll be interesting to see if the Cowboys do make any other changes. Hey, college football, big one, of course, the BCS title game. Coming up, and we'll talk about that on our next show, Oklahoma and Florida. Who do you like in that one?
I'm looking for the Gators to be on top in that one. I mean, everybody else, they think OU is going to just roll over them, but I think the Gators are going to be the ones. But, after that Fiesta Bowl, I still think Texas should have been in that game tomorrow night. They look really good, but they played the number 10 team. I mean, Ohio State, I think they're better than a number 10, but, I mean, that was a really awesome game. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Akers and McCoy, they both said that they thought Texas was going to be number one, but, all I saw that the Longhorns did is they beat the number 10 team. They came back and beat them in the last 16 seconds. It was a great game, but it didn't prove anything that they're, the number one team will be crowned tomorrow night.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, how about this, too, because we don't have much time left. A lot of people aren't into sports, but, boy, they're into concerts. Jay-Z, baby, in concert in D.C. We have listeners in that area, and it's the night before Obama's inauguration. Do you have any tickets for that?
Yeah, I've got some down in the second and third rows. I mean, he puts on a great show.
Oh.
He's one of the best entertainers around. But I've got some great seats for those. He just announced it. I mean, he doesn't do a whole lot of concerts anymore, but he's doing this one in Washington. And that'll be on the 19th. And we've got some tickets for Obama's inauguration party.
Wow, cool. All right, so as you can see, concerts, inaugurations, sporting events, www, I think we all know that by now, .easy-ticket.com. I won't be here next week. I'm in Maui, but instead, Saul Album, who is my little friend, the sports idiot, he thinks sports is working out of the gym and staring at chicks that wear spandex. Mike, you're going to have to help him.
Okay, Saul's a great guy, but, you know, he's your listeners will know him from what he brings to the table.
That's right, finance. Bring me the money, trust me. Hey, Mike, always a pleasure. I'll talk to you when I get back from Hawaii.
Okay, you have a good trip.
All right, thank you. All right, and again, 80,000, can't say it enough, 80,000 events, just anything you can think of, because that's what happens. I mean, that's how you get tickets now. And Mike really does get some of those premium seats. You got to check out his website. If you go to the website, too, I think he posts, in fact, I know he does, he posts all the conversations that he and I have. So if you are a sports fan, you do get a little bit of that sports thrown in there. Coming up on the flip side, oh, yeah, you want to lose that middle? You don't want to be a chubby chaser anymore? Tom Venuto, he's got a new book out. It's called The Body Fat Solution. We got it on the flip side. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.